Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're continuing on with the Chicago Declaration on Biblical Inerrancy. And we're ready for article number four. The affirmation part of that says, "We affirm that God, who made mankind in his image, has used language as a means of revelation." One of the very basic truths that I would like to think we're all on the same page of is that we are made in God's image. Genesis 1:26 reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." Among many other things, being made in God's image means that we have the ability to know God. There are generally accepted to be two types of revelation: general revelation and special revelation. Whoa. General revelation is the nonverbal revelation of God's attributes and existence in creation. Psalm 19:1 reads, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the works of his hands." Romans 1:20 reads, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." But then there is also special revelation, which is the specific verbal revelation of God in Scripture. The greatest example of this is Christ Jesus, who according to John 1:1 is the Word. Puritan Isaac Ambrose wrote, "Think of Christ as the very substance, marrow, soul, and scope of the whole Scripture." And in speaking of the journey to Emmaus, in Luke, it's written, "Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he," being Jesus, "explained to them the things concerning himself in all the Scriptures." And we know that all Scripture is the special revelation of God, for it is all God-breathed. Now the denial portion reads, "We deny that human language is so limited by our creatureliness that it is rendered inadequate as a vehicle for divine revelation. We further deny that the corruption of human culture and language through sin has thwarted God's work of inspiration." The word creatureliness was one I had never seen before. Sounded like something that maybe George W. Bush would have invented during a speech in the past. However, due to our own limitations as humans, it is true that there's a sense in which we cannot fully comprehend and grasp a complete knowledge of God. 1 Corinthians 13:12 teaches, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." And Deuteronomy 29:29, a verse I go to quite frequently when I'm confused as to how certain things can work out. "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law." The limitations that were there of our understanding is made even worse due to our sinful, fallen nature. However, these facts do not mean that we cannot comprehend what God has revealed in his word. Yes, there is corruption in culture and language due to sin, but Christ has overcome the world. We see in Scripture that God's word will not return void. Isaiah 55:6-13 reads, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." God sent his word to us. We can understand the words of the Bible and know him through it. Our knowledge will be more perfect after we have been glorified, but until then, God's revelation of himself and all that we need to know and understand in His Word is clear to those who are not perishing. It does take a supernatural act of God to remove the blindness from our eyes so that we can see His truth, but all of this is done through the teaching of His Word. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The Apostle John chose to close his gospel with the following two verses. Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. And if it was not possible to believe based upon those words, the Word of God, those words would not have been written.